The following broadcast is a production of the Ministries of Marcus A. Kyler. We pray this message is both inspirational and transformational. For more information about Marcus, please visit marcusakyler.com. For more information about the communications consulting services he can provide for your ministry or nonprofit organization, please visit yourdigitalpastor.co. Thank you for listening and be blessed. The YouVersion Bible verse of the day comes from Psalms 73, verse 26 from the New American Standard Bible. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Man, I love this verse. I love this verse of scripture because it's too real. It's too real, y'all. My flesh and my heart, not only may my flesh and my heart fail, my flesh and my heart fail on a daily basis. You know, if I were to leave this life, you know, and leave all my decisions and just leave my way of thinking and just if I were to leave it all to my flesh and my heart, you know what I'm saying? I would live a life of perpetual failure because my flesh and my heart, I don't know about your flesh and I don't know about your heart, but I know that mine, they fail me on a daily basis. And it takes, pouring spiritual things, you know, back into my mind, and it takes, going deeper in prayer, and it takes, really doing intentional things to focus more on God, you know, so that the Spirit can take back over my flesh and my heart. And so we have to be cognizant of the fact that, you know, the only times that we're ever strong is, you know, when we're leaning on, you know, the strength of God. And, when we are allowing God to strengthen us, when we are leaning on his strength, and when we are allowing God to be our portion rather than, you know, everything else that may look good for the moment, or everything else that we try to pursue to find some kind of satisfaction, even if it's just temporary. So that's why I love this so much, because, you know, I try to be self-aware on a daily basis, and I know that doesn't always happen. And that's my prayer for all of you, is that you're able to, that self-awareness becomes a superpower in your life, so that, you can know when your flesh and your heart are failing. And, you know, you don't have to be like the psalmist David, who wrote this, you know, who had to have Nathan tell him about himself. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to be that. You want to be able to self-evaluate, and, you know, being able to take verses like this to heart really makes a difference.